Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Final hour, fist pump time. Only RJ Choppy and myself, since Bobby Belt likes to do it at different hours when it's not supposed to happen. I don't know what that was from Peyton. My God, was that on the fan cam?
I had to do it lefty.
That looked like the Saturday Night Live Chris Kattan with Will Ferrell.
Roxbury Brothers.
Roxbury Brothers. This is a Football Friday. Glad you're joining us as a total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. What is he hearing about Kellen Moore? And then Mike Bassick with a Luka crosstalk at 9:40. A lot of Tolos are just checking out my Twitter poll asking how we could be rooting for Philadelphia to win, even against a team who knocked us out in back-to-back years. And it's simple. Once the San Francisco fans, led by their media, it got personal. Once their fans started sending my wife messages about how they want her and my son to die in a fiery plane crash, that's overboard. That's a little over the line. What they weren't expecting is for, and they didn't know, is that my wife is from Oak Cliff. So when I thought she was going to be all cowering in fear and, oh, my God, what do I do? I got a hold of her message back after people were trying to harass her. But when you harass kids, wife, family, you make it personal. Incited by their radio host, I believe, on the game in San Francisco. And I got no problem telling their boss that if I see him in Arizona as well. Then you've gone too far. Not once in 12 years has any Philly fan taken it that far. You know, you take it as far as you can in terms of the trash talk and the back and forth, but you realize it's still sports. When you want to wish death and, you know, harm, and you look up pictures of RJ's boy with a scratch on his face, you got to really do a lot of work to show that you're a loser to go and look up an injured 7-year-old and hope that happens to them again. I want you to burn. I want you to rot. So that's why I have to root for Philadelphia. And I hope I see some of these 49er people at the Super Bowl in Arizona, because it's way, way over the line personal for me now. That's just me. So I'm rooting for the Eagles for this weekend only.
I agree. I feel the same way. That photo was like 3 years ago. That was some digging. She had to dig that one up, that girl on Twitter. Had to dig that one up.
Yeah, that was from a girl, by the way. That was from a girl, in case you're thinking it's just some psycho loser dude with no life. That was from a girl.
So, like, it took effort. I can't stand San Francisco. The fans are making me hate the team.
Yeah, and the media. I hate them. I hate those guys in San Francisco.
Yep. Don't like them. So I am all in.
I understand why the one got fired from UPS. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand.
Something Peyton managed to avoid when he worked there.
Yeah.
So.
And why, and how Greg Papa left.
Yes. And the girl that was on there.
Yeah.
So that's why that Choppy and I are rooting for Filthy. In terms of the picks, I think the Eagles are going to face the Bengals in the Super Bowl. Choppy agrees. Bobby and Peyton are going opposite, and Bobby has a perfect 10-0 record on the line heading into Sunday.
Yeah, and I don't feel great about Bengals Chiefs. That game, like, that's a coin flip to me completely. I feel decent about San Francisco, but that's definitely a game that Philly can win. I think it's, you know, it's like what you know, Babe had said yesterday, I think it was, where he said, you know, the two best teams in the NFC ended up there. And so, like, it should be a good close matchup. I just like the way San Francisco's linebackers are going to be able to match up and chase down Jalen Hurts. I think that that's something that nobody else really has the ability to do.
And we do have to give it up a little bit to the Philadelphia fans after what they did to pregame and tailgate before the Giants game.
Oh, my gosh. This is unbelievable. So this was a night game in Philadelphia, right? That was an evening game for the divisional round.
Mm-hmm.
And the parking lot was not open. You know, there's a time where you could get into the parking lot. So what did Eagle fans do? Eagle fans bought tickets to a lacrosse game next door. Because all the stadiums in Philadelphia are, they're all connected.
Yeah, it's actually really cool looking.
It's a fantastic facility. The basketball arena, hockey, which I guess is hockey and basketball, same thing. Baseball, and then the NFL. And then the old Spectrum, the last time I was there, it was still there. I don't know if it still is, but it was still there. So it's a great setup, but they bought tickets to a early lacrosse game so they could get into the stadium parking lot at like 8 a.m. and tailgate all day. It's fantastic. Now, this is one of the most expensive tickets in conference championship game history. The get-in-the-door price is like $600 right now, one of the more expensive ones.
Will there be less how many San Fran fans do you think will be there, Bobby, based upon what we've seen of San Francisco invading Arlington?
Yeah, I mean, man, they travel really well wherever they go. But, you know, as Choppy has pointed out, there are a lot of people who used to live in that area who live here now. And so that is an easier trek than probably Pennsylvania, like the entire other coast. And so, I don't know, I would, just judging the way San Francisco generally has such a strong presence, I don't know, we'll say 15-20%, something like that.
And then they were pulling Red Auerbach tricks on the Giants, like the Giants Hotel didn't have any water.
Yeah, they had busted a pipe. Now, I don't know if they did it on purpose. It seems very coincidental at best, but the Giants Hotel apparently didn't have any water. This is being reported that this is the most expensive conference title game in NFL history. And Ticketmaster's screwing them over. There's long waits, and basically, the Eagles have sold basically all their tickets to Ticketmaster, so now they're all in the secondary market.
I had two other like notes of water written down for some reason: San Francisco urinal and Philly lifeguards.
Oh yeah, the San Francisco urinal, that was hilarious. So we were at the stadium last week and Newey Scruggs was in there and he was talking about how he washed his hands in the bathroom of the press box. And he was like, I had to go back and use the hand sanitizer. I was like, why? He's like, did you see the sign in the bathroom? I was like, no. And so, Ryan, you can get this. This is the right there. I don't know if you can see that. It's a sign above the urinal that says, warning, recycled water, do not drink.
Above the urinal?
That means somebody at some point had to have drank from that urinal. You don't put a sign up unless, well, we were pushed to put a sign
right
up. And so apparently, like the.
So it's not like pure spring water in the toilet that you can't drink. This is recycled water. Don't drink it.
Yeah. And Nui was not confident that, well, how do I know? Like the faucets aren't recycled water. Am I getting like gross recycled water on my hands? So he had to use the hand sanitizer. But just seeing that side, it's like, is that. Like, and that's not just in the stadium, that's in the press box. Like, have they had issues with members of the press going and trying to like, well, like, you know, I just had to, there was a long line at the drink station and my mouth was on fire and I just had to find something and the faucet wasn't going to do. I had to go to the urinal, which it's not like it's got a ton of water pooled up in it to begin with.
That's disgusting.
But still, that one was, that was pretty disgusting. So that means somebody, some degenerate in San Francisco had to have been drinking, you know, urinal water.
All right, it's like bottling the Splash Mountain water. You're saying,
what is wrong with people? Okay, what? So Splash Mountain is closing. All right, they're closing the ride Splash Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So what are people doing, Sean? I'm not lying about this. They are actually bottling up. They're bottling up water from the Splash Mountain ride. This is not the water that Jesus walked on that you might want to bottle up, okay?
You mean Brian Daboll.
Brian Daboll. This is water from Splash Mountain. This is a step above, like, urine water.
Yeah.
That's what this is. This is water just been sitting in the heat for decades.
So you would never for decades. Would you never want your kids to do the thing where they go stand on the bridge to get hit by the water as it comes down? Is that just too gross?
No, because you take them to water parks.
Yeah.
Water parks is the big urinal, yeah. Right?
That water on those rides, though, is gross. It's
yellow.
Will
you not walk into, like, a public water park? No. The community?
No. Well, not the community, but, like, we do, like, Hawaiian Falls and stuff like that.
Yeah. We like going that. Yeah, we have season
There's
passes.
Chlorine. It gets rid of it.
A lot of chlorine. Yeah. But, like, here on eBay. Disney Splash Mountain Water, 4 ounce bottle, $149.95 is the bid.
But has someone bid?
That's the asking price. Yeah. That's the asking.
Has
price.
It been authenticated? How do I know you didn't just put water in a bottle?
Yeah, it's true. Well, they took a picture next to the Splash Mountain ride with the water in the bottle.
All right, let's get to the narratives.
Disney adults, man.
The narrative, the conference championship narratives that could be written.
All right, what ifs, the narratives, all that stuff. Whose legacy gets boosted more this weekend, Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes?
If they win. Man, see, it would be Burrow, except for how much will Mahomes be limping around. If Mahomes is limping around like Isaiah Thomas against the Lakers, it will be Mahomes. But I'm going to say it's going to be Burrow because I'm picking Cincy to win. Joe Burrow's legacy boosts more because he goes to back-to-back Super Bowls.
Going to back-to-back Super Bowls, that's big. But also you got to look at Mahomes would then be able to crush what is a narrative that's beginning to bubble up a little bit. Like, well, yeah, but he can't beat the Bengals. Like, you know, and so that's starting to, if he could squash that now and then put himself in a position to win a second Super Bowl and you get two Super Bowls, now you're really entering rarefied air. You get the, you know, as much as people talk about Aaron Rodgers, it's not, you never won a Super Bowl. People hit Rodgers for you won one. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, if Mahomes, 5 straight AFC title game appearances, gets to another Super Bowl, gets the Bengals monkey off his back and is able to potentially win a second one, I think that puts him in rarefied air. So either one gets a big boost, I think, because then Burrow's legacy is, I can beat the top quarterback in the game. He can't touch me.
There's a Brady Manning element here. Like,
yes,
you know, Manning had all the stats. He was like, he had everything he did was better except actually win the game. And Brady was the one that won all the games.
Yeah.
And won all the titles. And Burrow's the one, like, he doesn't do what Mahomes does, but he just beats him. It's very odd.
And they do it in similar fashion where it's like Brady is the fast, or Burrow's the fast processing Brady type that can see the field really well. And Mahomes is the just wild, like, oh my gosh, look at what a freak, like, robot this guy is throwing the ball.
All right, next one. Jalen Hurts has the most to lose this weekend.
Of the quarterbacks or players?
Of the quarterbacks, yeah.
Yes. Jalen Hurts has the most to lose.
Yeah.
It's not Purdy. He's got nothing to lose.
All right, nothing.
Not Mahomes. He's injured. And Burrow has already kind of won throughout this postseason. Yes, it's Jalen Hurts.
All right. I agree. Next one. If Mahomes loses to Burrow again, he will never be considered the best ever.
No.
No. Like, just again, meaning this weekend, or he loses this weekend and then again?
If he loses this
weekend. This weekend specifically, no.
No, he'll still be in contention for best ever, in my opinion.
I agree. It's going to be tough, though, right? Like, he'll be. Like,
Burrow's got to go win the Super Bowl, too, after.
Absolutely. Yeah, he does.
It would be 4 losses in 2 years, but you'd be talking about just 2 playoff game losses. Like, it took a long time for the Brady Manning narrative to become what it did.
Yeah, it did.
That Brady's superior?
Yeah, it was more than just 2 years.
Ignore that. Okay, next one. Howie Roseman goes into GM God status with a win.
Isn't he already GM God?
He isn't Choppy's.
He is in my mind.
He'd hit that if he won another Super Bowl. I don't think just getting there would do
it. If he wins this Super Bowl,
he would have gone to a Super Bowl, rebuilt the team, and gone back in 6 years.
I think he needs to win, though, to be considered, like, GM God.
With an option quarterback. An option quarterback. Think about that. The Eagles have now made 7. Oh, God. They've made 7 NFC title games since the Cowboys' last appearance. 7 title game appearances since the Cowboys' last won.
Ugh. That's tough to take.
But, man, Howie Roseman right now, he's the boss. He's the boss of the division. when they wanted him out as well.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Howie.
And then final one. Brock Purdy can win the 2023 job this weekend, but he can't lose it.
He's already won it.
Has he? I don't know if he's won it. He's won the right to compete.
No, he'll be the starting quarterback of the 49ers game.
I think he probably will. But yeah, like, I mean, there's, if
he
wins,
lose it this
if he, I don't think he can lose it. If he wins this weekend, like, you can't, I don't think you can even have a competition if he gets you to the Super Bowl.
Why, try to think what the Patriots did.
Why wouldn't he have it right now, even if they lose?
Because
Lance
versus
him?
Like, even if it's a soft competition, I think it's still, you have to, this is the guy we invested a number three pick in. We at least have to give the illusion of a competition so we can trade him.
All right. We think it's like 60-40. What did Nick Eatman come away with from the Mike McCarthy presser when it comes to Kellen Moore staying or going? And how did they get Dan Quinn to come back? Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment brought to you by Window Nation and by the personal injury lawyers Frankel. And Frankel, there's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck. So companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you. Frankly, you need Frankel & Frankel. Visit truckwreck.com or call them 214-333-3333.
RJ getting down on the drums over here with Peyton's return music. It's Bobby Bell, Peyton, Ryan, I'm Sean Sharif here on 105.3 The Fan. You look like you got lightheaded there for a second.
Honestly, I've been lightheaded all day. Like, I've had, like, all week, really. I've had, like, these dizzy spells all week. There's something wrong with me.
Oh, that sounds healthy.
Inner ear disorder, I don't know.
That should be a fun drive home.
I mean, I've driven it home with it all week like that.
Yeah.
I think it's the lights. It's the lights.
You're not used to those yet?
No, I am. But I think something's screwed because I'm only dizzy here.
The four-day work week. RJ's building his case just like what? Local school?
Terrell. Terrell ISD is talking about moving to a four-day school week.
So if you have the four-day work week, are you wanting Monday or Friday off?
We decided we want Friday.
Friday. We want Friday.
Got to have an NFL reaction
absolutely.
Monday.
Absolutely. You have to be work on Monday.
Okay.
So I wonder, like, you know, let's just say they make the Monday after the Super Bowl a federal holiday.
Yeah.
Okay. So nobody's going to work. Does that mean that we still would work that Monday?
I've come out with a new vacation plan. I'm going to use my 15 days, and I'm just going to make it a series of four-day work weeks. I'm just going to take off Fridays. 15 consecutive weeks of Friday off. So I have four-day work weeks. And that'll be my one-year experiment to see.
Because let's see. We have between the Super Bowl. Let's just say you start the Friday after the Super Bowl.
Well, let's just call it March 1.
Okay, March 1. You've got to get to mid-July, right, which is training camp.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. March, April, May, June. Oh, that's 4 months. That's a lot. That's more than 15.
Well, I get some maybe holiday.
Comp days.
Sick days. Let's bring in Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Nick, your biggest takeaways from the Mike McCarthy press conference yesterday?
It's funny because the biggest news came like 2 minutes afterwards. So,
right.
which is kind of, it changes a lot of the narrative to me because he obviously knew that Dan Quinn at that time was coming back. So, you know, it's like you can only say so much. So while there's a lot being said about what he did or did not say about Kellen Moore, kind of just makes me wonder, like, where his mindset was the whole time, just because, you know, he's trying not to say one thing. Like, I honestly don't even know. I don't know about the Kellen Moore thing. It was weird. It didn't sound great for him. But then the more I keep thinking about it and think about what was going on in his mind as he's not saying about Dan Quinn, it just makes me think maybe the whole thing was kind of thrown off. I don't know. Got me on that one.
So if you're Kellen Moore, what are you feeling this morning? Are you worried?
Yeah, I think you have to be. I mean, you know, because, you know, he didn't come out and say, yeah, you know, I would want him to be our coach. Of course. Why would I not be? You know, he's throwing out all these numbers about Dak. You know, he's throwing out what Dak did when he came back and just the production there. And then to not give him solid ground, I mean, obviously that wouldn't bode well for him. You wouldn't think. I mean, he could have easily made it stronger, you know. But this is what Jerry did last year too. You know, he didn't give Mike McCarthy that solid footing either. And then, you know, he ended up obviously coming back and all that. So it's hard to read into these things, but you know that there's a way to make it sound a lot better than they did.
Are you happy and thrilled that Dan Quinn is returning if you're Mike McCarthy, with the possibility of 2024 looming with whatever Jerry's expectation or pressure is?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be because if Mike McCarthy's trying to save his job, they got to win. And to win, they've got to have, you know, they got to have a great defense, just like they need a great offense. But you know, the defense is really good, and it won a lot of games this year for them. So, yeah, I mean, I think you have to be – everyone kind of knows the writing on the wall here, and maybe at some point Dan Quinn – could be, you know, the head guy here, maybe. I mean, it's very similar to, in my mind, what happened with Jason Garrett, Wade Phillips, all that. But I mean, he's got to win. I mean, he's got to win. And yeah, I think Dan Quinn tries to help him win. And the best thing about it is I think Dan Quinn is 100% on board with Mike McCarthy. Like, I don't think that he, if there is any talk about one day being a coach or what, you know, either another team or the Cowboys, I think Dan Quinn is 1,000% committed on being the best defensive coordinator for Mike McCarthy and his staff.
Did it feel clear to you that Jerry and Steven made these decisions to cut the staff down? They just said, look, we have 6 more assistants than other teams, and we're paying them more than what other guys are making elsewhere. Is that what the releasing of the assistants felt like?
It felt like to me, yeah. I mean, because not only did Jerry mention the 29 coaches last year, I mean, by number, you could just tell the way he said it that he didn't seem comfortable with that. And then, you know, if it's really personal, obviously for Mike McCarthy, I mean, McCarthy added these coaches. Hey, this is the staff that he built, and some of the guys, including, you know, the Rob Davis one, that makes just signals that this is probably not his decision to do that, to go that route. So, you know, and there's a lot of assistants. Every position seems to have 2, and it's too much. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever looked at it like a training camp or even, you know, just out on the field out here at the Star, but like it's unbelievable. That's like 3 times as many staff members as there are players. I mean, just from every position group. Well, you just look at the linebackers or something like that. You got, like, all right, there's like 7 linebackers, but you know, but then there's like, you know, then there's a coach, and then there's assistant coach, and then there's like a trainer and equipment staff, all like right there. You know, and then you got all kinds of other coaches and trainers around. I mean, it's it's unbelievable how many staff members there are. And, you know, and that's what it is for the NFL. I mean, I'm not saying that that's the wrong way, but I just feel like Jerry and them probably said, all right, let's trim this down a little bit.
You know, doesn't it seem, though, it's a little like, I don't know, it's kind of a little counter if you don't think you're a well-coached team, but you're going to cut coaches? Does that not seem like an odd choice to make?
Well, who says they're not well-coached?
Well, I mean, isn't that, like, if you're thinking of moving on from guys, you're thinking that you're not well-coached, I would assume. If the team is, if the talent is there, if Jerry believes in the talent, then it's probably on the coaches, in his mind. I'm not talking about from my mind, I'm talking about from Jerry's perspective.
I think Jerry might, again, this is speculating, but this might be a too many cooks in the kitchen type scenario where it's like, yeah, you know, maybe too many voices can be too many. I mean, I know that there's been stories I've been told about the war room, let's say, you know, where they're trying to talk about a player, where they'll just say, all right, we got every scout, every coach in here, all the front office, but you know what, everybody out, these five people, let's talk this through, and the next thing you know, they come up with a decision. You know, maybe sometimes when you get into situations where you feel like, okay, we probably have too many people with too many different narratives in their head. Again, this is all just guesswork here, but I feel like, you know, I don't like to say trimming the fat. I don't like to say that because one of my favorite coaches and players of all time is included in there with Leon Lett, you know, but I just feel like they, you know, at some point they looked at it like, hey, we're a little too heavy on these spots. Let's trim it down.
We're talking with Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com. So, Nick, outside of the guys where it's like, hey, do we need an assistant here? Do we need somebody extra? You did lose George Edwards, who, even though he was listed as a defensive assistant, he was essentially the linebackers coach. Right. You know, you lose Joe Philbin, Skip Pete. Which of these guys that they decided not to retain is the most surprising to you?
Wow, that's a close one. That's a tie between Pete and Philbin, but I would say Philbin because of the development of these young linemen. There's no way in the world that you could have convinced me that Terrence Steele would be not only a really, really good right tackle, but missed. Like, he would be missed, you know, in the running game when he was out. And I think, and Tyler Biotis, I mean, I was one always saying, hey, that there needs to be an upgrade. And we never really talked about him until he was hurt and he was missed, you know. And I think that you know, what he did with Tyler Smith this year and what they did. I'm not just going to say him, you know, because there's a lot of hands in this. Obviously, that's what we're talking about. But it felt like the offensive line shuffled so many times and they weren't a weak link, really. For all the changes and lack of continuity that they had. So I thought he was very impressive. But, you know, you could say the same with Skip Pete. I mean, all of them had better seasons than they did the year before. I think Zeke had a better year than he did the season before. I know Tony Pollard did. Malik Davis was you know, developed, and none of them fumbled. So I think those two positions, that's surprising that they're moving on from those two.
Who are you picking, and more importantly, you have to pick one to root for in the NFC Championship game?
You know, as frustrating as it was to be out there last weekend and see some of the annoying things that happened before the game, after the game, and all that stuff, you know, I thought I didn't realize the 49ers were in the same level as the Eagles, and you know, from a class standpoint. But I'm going to go with – I still am going to continue my streak and never root for the Eagles. So I you know, I'd rather see the 49ers win than the Eagles. But you know, just so you don't have to hear that crap. But yeah. I think it'll be a good game. I really do. I mean, I think the 49ers are really good, man. That defense is so good, and it's going to be interesting to see what the Eagles want to do with Hurts. You know, how they really want to play him. Because the 49ers are very physical, obviously, the way they hit And so it'll be a good game.
And you're picking who?
49ers. I'll pick the 49ers.
I'm picking San Francisco. Okay.
I go 49ers, and I think the Chiefs will win. So I think it's gonna be a rematch from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Nicholas.
So, 49ers and Chiefs. Go with. I'm a historian when it comes to Super Bowl. I don't know if you guys know that. Like, I love everything about the Super Bowl. Wow. If you give me enough time, I can tell you every team, every win, every MVP, and all that.
Whoa.
I like to see the matchups. Oh yeah, I can do that.
RJ is the Super Bowl trivia master, and Bobby Bell, we just found out this morning, used to record and trade Super Bowl tapes, like trade them like cards with people.
I'd put myself up against both of them. I'm just gonna say. I mean, master's a strong word. Wow, that's pretty awesome. But I look for repeat. You know, I repeat matchups and stuff like that. I was thinking about that on the way over when I was listening to you guys. I was like, all right, so you can get the 49ers and you can get the Chiefs. You can definitely get the Bengals and the 49ers. I don't think they want any part of that. Since they haven't won either of the two, but yeah, I'd like to maybe training camp. We could play a little trivia or something.
There we go.
What a fun Friday night
that
would be.
Word, right?
It's a rudder room night, man, right there. That is
rudder room night out there on the beach.
That's a good one.
Thank you, Nick. We appreciate the time this week and enjoy the weekend.
Okay. So you got, does the weekend start now or is it going to be a Monday weekend? I mean, are we going 4 days? If you guys figure out the weekend.
When are you done with work today officially?
I'll probably be done in about an hour. We'll see what happens is because as soon as I say I'm done,
Kellen's gone.
Press release from the Cowboys.
Kellen's
so
gone.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Eatman, Diamond Factory Hotline. Crosstalk with Mike Bassick. Is it a Luka cross? Mike leads the way. Next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Shot clock to 5. Dinwiddie trying to get Hardaway on the move. Now he turns a corner. Step back 3 over 8. Okay, Spencer going off the window.
All right, it's Mike Bassick time. That must have been a great shot. I watched 8 minutes of that game, and once they said Luke is done for the game, I said I'm done with this game.
What a loyal fan you are.
I am loyal.
You turned it off.
I know.
That's not the
thing to do with this organization right now, because I don't think Mark Cuban really cares too much to make this a great franchise. He's got his Luka that sells out all the games. And I don't know, maybe if he needs some money, maybe he'll eventually have to eBay the Dirk Nowitzki statue to find enough money.
We're going to sell the Dirk statue on eBay.
Here's the question.
No. No. Don't ask this question,
ask
Mike.
Spittle just walked by for what that's worth in case it could get you in trouble.
No, I can't get him in trouble. I just don't want to have to face this question.
What is it?
If you were Mark Cuban, because I think he's financially, he doesn't have enough money to put a great team around the Luka, is would you sell the Dirk statue for, like, let's say $20 million so that you could have enough money to pay, like, another player on the team? Would you lose the statue if you could have a $20 million good basketball player on the Mavs?
think the answer would be yes, right?
No! He'd never be forget. Okay, so here's what's interesting about this.
Dwayne Wade's going to buy it.
You'd never be forgiven for selling Dirk's statue.
Never.
But maybe the $20 million player saves you Luka. You don't lose Luka, but you lose Dirk. Or vice versa.
And we're guaranteed he goes and signs a $20 million player and doesn't just use it on a Shark Tank investment.
Right, that's the thing.
What does a $20 million player even get you?
Jim Hardaway Jr.?
Yeah.
Brunson almost?
Yeah, Mike, you have to go for like 30.
You get like two-thirds of Jalen
Brunson.
Well, that's
up to the Mavs fan.
For $20 million, you keep the statue.
You say Mavs fan. I think Dwayne Wade's buying it and putting it in his front yard in Miami somewhere. And I don't want that.
Whizzing.
He's laying it down and standing over it.
$20 million player isn't going to save me Luka, so I keep the statue.
Well, here's the deal about Tim Hardaway Jr. Nobody believes he's a $20 million player. We had to take him on a horrible $18 million a year contract with multi-years left, and we said after the contract was over, like, hey, you want that contract again? And now when they're trying to trade him, they found out all 29 teams are like, that was a horrible contract.
Where are you rooting for? Like, if I told you that... Like, who's your Jacksonville of the NBA? Like, if I tell you Luka's leaving, where would you root for him to go? Obviously, you'd...
In a weird way, Oklahoma City.
Okay.
I think that would be... Like, there's Oklahoma City doesn't really have any fans. I get that they have 100,000 people that love them in Oklahoma City.
Great fans.
But I just think that would be a team that if he took to the top, it would be legendary. If he goes to the Lakers, he'll never be... I don't think he would be better than Magic Johnson or Kobe Bryant or Shaquille. Right, there's such a history. LeBron James now is going to be up in the rafters.
But not Oklahoma City.
Not Miami.
A reasonable team.
They would win with Luka there. Once you get Chet Holmgren back, you get Shea.
He's not going to Oklahoma City.
I'm just saying, if you did, though.
Yeah. If he did. But like a livable city. The one that you can see yourself
in. Shots fired at OKC.
Well, I mean,
I understand what you're saying. A top five market for his Jordan brand and for the Luka brand. I guess Chicago.
Okay. Denver.
So, you know, you
I don't think Denver's big enough.
You know, you mentioned
if you're saying
Joker.
Boston.
You mentioned
I mean, like a team that you could root for, you know, like with another player.
I wouldn't root for, I would root for him, I guess, no matter what at that point, but I don't want him
to. You wouldn't root for him on the Lakers, would you?
No, I don't want him to be a Laker, and I don't want him to be a Heat. Those would be the top two teams I don't want him to go to, but those are probably the top two teams he would want to go to.
You know, it's interesting you brought that up with the shoe deal, the brand, and where you go. And I wonder, like, so in college basketball, coaches don't really pick what school they go to. The shoe companies pick for them. They tell them, you're going here or you're hiring this guy because you're an Adidas school. This is one of our... I wonder how much the shoe company has an impact telling the player what team in the NBA to sign with that has the money based on their brand. I wonder if that's...
I don't know.
I wonder if it plays in at all.
I don't know.
Because we miss on every free agent we want. Everyone.
I could send him to Orlando and root for him there. Like the Nick
Orlando.
Scott, yeah, or the Nick Anderson,
ugh,
Dennis Scott.
You want
group.
It, but you want it to be
contracted.
You want it to be a team that doesn't have much history, so he becomes the guy of that franchise.
Okay,
so not Cleveland.
No, I don't think they have much.
They have one of the lines that's always gotten thrown out there when he goes up there, because he always plays well in Cleveland. Is people always throw out like, well, it's the largest Slovenian population in the U.S., and so he always puts on a show up there.
So. Yeah, he turns it on against the Cavs.
I mean, he did that very first game he had there. He scored like 40 by half.
I would like to say I've changed my mind on a trade, because I said at first a couple weeks ago when it came out that the Knicks would want Reggie Bullock for Cam Reddish in a trade with the Dallas Mavericks. Like, no, Cam Reddish isn't good at basketball, and he seems to be a cancerous player wherever he's been. Two places, Atlanta and New York. He hasn't gotten along at either place, and he hasn't been a good player at either place. In fact, he's been below average. But at this point, to get rid of Reggie Bullock's contract, because there are limitations on what Nico can do. He has to try to stay under the luxury tax. And so I would say, look, if you're going – Reggie Bullock's not much of a player. He's making $11 million. He's a horrible player October through about January. And then January on, he's an average NBA basketball player for what role he does. Like, screw it. He's 31 years old. Take the 23, 24-year-old for 20 games and see what he can do. And then he's a free agent. You don't have to pay him if he all of a sudden doesn't explode for you. If he does, I don't even know if the Mavs would pay him anyways. Because we got to give Dwight Powell a new contract this offseason. Probably something like 5 in the 55 range, I'm assuming, for Powell this offseason.
See someone tweeting you about, was it Powell's numbers last night?
What did he do?
It was like the rebound numbers. I tagged you.
Oh, I think he had 4 rebounds and Ayton had 20. Is that it? I think.
Dwight,
I'm not sure.
It was his rebounds in the minutes. Oh, he had 4 rebounds in 36 minutes.
He's trying hard for every – like, the, you never are like – like JaVale McGoo, if he was out there.
Can you give me just the nicknames for the roster that you have?
JaVale McGoo, Shaq the Nafu.
Okay. You did Hardaway.
Yeah, Tim, Joey Gallo, Hardaway.
Okay. You got one for...
Do I have another one
Dinwiddie?
For...
You have Dinwiddie?
Dinwiddie's fine. Like, okay. I like Dinwiddie.
You used to have...
Chris Bullock?
You used to have your Luka one.
Oh, right. He can't
Fat
say
Fat Luca.
He can't say
Yeah, Bullock. Reggie Bull, but I changed his last name from Locke to S.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And Reggie's fine. Reggie's a 15 to 20 minute player.
Frankie Smokes.
Off the bench.
Ntilikina.
Frankie's the human cigar.
Okay.
He's like Red Auerbach. Like, the game's over when he enters.
What about Dorian? Anything for
Well,
Dorian?
Just Dodo. He's, you know, the thing is I was wrong on Dodo. I admit when I'm wrong, at least I try to. I'm not saying I do every time. But I admit I was wrong on Dodo. When he got the $14 million a year, I was like, God darn it, that's too much again for one of his non-drafted guys that he loves. But then Dodo played great after signing that contract. I was like, oh, wow, he would have gotten more. But Dodo's kind of reverted back throughout this season. Hopefully he gets back to the guy he was the second half and in the playoffs. Dodo's reverted back to the guy where I'm like, dang it, he's just so inconsistent. But he's starting to play better and better as the season's progressed.
And, man, am I going to be wrong about Jalen Brunson dropping 35 to 40 the whole month as he blocked a big shot last night to beat the Celtics in Boston.
Who did he block? Sandler?
No, man.
Brogdon.
He came across. It was an impressive block. I think it was the second block of the night, but damn, Jalen's Brunson.
I watched a lot of that game. That was a fun game. Every time I watch Julius Randle, I go, literally all the Mavericks running that franchise thought Dwight Powell was a better fit than Julius Randle.
37-9. Woo. Corey, what were you about to say?
I was going to ask about Theo Pinson, what his nickname was.
He's... cheerleader.
Rah, rah.
Like, it's amazing. I will say that I do think they are great examples when you do talk to kids about Dwight Powell and Theo Pinson are great examples of you sometimes get what you don't deserve in that you should never make $11 million with Dwight Powell's skill set. He's the most athletic, clumsy guy in the NBA. But he works very hard. He tries very hard. He's a great teammate. So the Mavericks are like, here's $6 million per year than you should get in the NBA. He's about a $5 million player who should be like your 11th or 12th guy. The Mavs actually kind of knew that going into this season. They put him as the 11th, 12th guy. Then 4 games in, Magoo, they were like, oh, he's not going to try anymore.
What about Bertans?
And then for like Theo Pinson. He shouldn't even be in the NBA. But because he cheers so much, because he's such a good like towel waver, he gets to stay in the NBA, and that's important. Like, if you're not going to be good enough to be on the court,
star,
then be good enough to be on the bench.
What about Bertans?
He's before the trade deadline last year. I don't have a nickname, but they said the worst contract in the NBA is Davis Bertans. That was before the Mavs got him. They're like, this is, if you want to find the worst contract in all the NBA, it's Davis Bertans. And we're like, let's go get him.
They did that with Hardaway and then Bertans, too. Throw him in. Yeah, we'll take on that stupid contract.
Kevin's still sick.
This is the most significant throat injury that I think that we've had in radio history.
He's pulling up DeMar Hamlin.
Not
alive anymore.
Do you think
anymore?
If the Cowboys would have beat San Francisco, that Kevin would have missed Thursday and Friday?
I heard you say that.
I know he's real. He loves this job more than anybody up here.
Really?
More than you. Definitely more than me.
No doubt about that.
Loves this job.
Well,
by the way,
tells me he would have missed because he treats every day the same.
The Mavericks video that's going to come out at the end of the year, the Mavericks 2022-23, the team nobody wanted.
Can you believe they gave a video tribute to Porzingis? That's stupid.
That's because Mark likes partying with him.
What do you even do? Mark likes partying with him.
And so he's like, do a tribute to my guy who went out and partied with me.
All right, Mike, that's when you wrap it up.
All right, coming up next, we got Nate Lowe at noon. We don't have anybody else.
Nathaniel.
Right?
It's Nathaniel.
What about Jerry?
It's Nathaniel Lowe.
Oh, yeah, that's not happening until the Kellen Moore decision's made.
Okay.
We got Kellen Moore. Hey, Dan Quinn's coming back.
Yeah.
Next on the
It's all better.
Ba-ba-da-ba-bum.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.